Good morning, children. Now we will move on to the third module of the lesson, Manufacturing Industries. The topic is Mineral Based Industries. Let us study about the iron and steel industry in detail first. Iron and steel is the basic industry, as all the other industries depend on it for their machinery. It is considered as a heavy industry because all the raw materials as well as finished goods are heavy and bulky, entailing heavy transportation costs. India is an important iron and steel producing country in the world. Yet, we are not able to perform to our full potential largely due to high costs and limited availability of coking coal, lower productivity of labor, irregular supply of energy and poor infrastructure. Iron and steel industry is called as basic industry because it provides raw material to many other industries such as machine tools, transport equipment, construction material, etc. It is also called heavy industry because raw materials, iron ore, coal, limestone are bulky in nature. Iron ore mixed with limestone is melted in the blast furnace using coking coal to produce pig iron. The ratio of iron ore, limestone and coking coal used is 4:2:1. Pig iron is mixed with manganese, chromium and nickel to make stronger steel. Most of the steel plants are located in Chotanagpur Plateau region due to its favorable conditions. Important integrated steel plants are Jamshedpur, Durgapur, Bokaro, Bhilai, Burnpur, etc. India produces about 33 million tons of steel every year, even though per capita consumption of steel is very low, that is 32 kg. It is low because India has low economic and industrial development. Today, steel industries in India are facing many problems. High cost of production, limited availability of coking coal, low productivity of labor, irregular supply of energy, raw materials are found in certain pockets of India only, and poor infrastructure like transport and communication. Iron and steel industries is concentrated in and around Chotanagpur Plateau region because low cost of iron ore which is mined here, high grade raw materials in close proximity, availability of cheap labor, vast growth potential in the home market, efficient transport network for their distribution, availability of power because this region has many thermal and hydro power plants, and liberalization and foreign direct investment. Let us move on to the aluminium industry, another important mineral based industry. What are the characteristics of this industry? Aluminium is a light metal, resistant to corrosion, good conductor of heat. It is malleable and becomes strong when mixed with other metals. What are the uses of aluminium? It is used for manufacturing aircraft. It is used for making utensils and packing materials. It is used for making wires. And it has gained popularity as a substitute of steel, copper, zinc, lead in a number of industries. Now, another industry is information technology and electronics industry. It produces a wide range of products from transistor sets to televisions and computers for the masses. It has helped us set up telephone exchanges, telephones, cellular telecom, radios and many other equipment which have application in space technology, aviation, defense, meteorological departments, etc. It has generated employment for a large number of people. This industry has been a major foreign exchange earner because of its fast-growing business process outsourcing sector. India is one of the leading countries in software development. We have 18 software technology parks which provide high data communication facility to software experts. let us move on to fertilizer industry. The fertilizer industry is centered around the production of nitrogenous fertilizers, mainly urea, phosphatic fertilizers and ammonium phosphate, and complex fertilizers which have a combination of nitrogen, phosphate and potash. Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Kerala contribute towards half of the fertilizer production. Cement industry. Cement is essential for construction activity such as building houses, factories, bridges, roads, airports, dams and for other commercial establishments. This industry requires bulky and heavy raw materials like limestone, silica and gypsum. Automobile industry. Automobiles provide vehicles for quick transport of goods and passengers. This industry deals with the manufacturing of trucks, buses, cars, motorcycles, scooters, three-wheelers and multi-utility vehicles. These industries are located around Delhi, Gurgaon, Mumbai, Pune, Chennai, Kolkata, Lucknow, Indore, Hyderabad, Jamshedpur and Bangalore. Foreign direct investment brought in new technology and aligned the industry with the global developments. Thus, we have come to the end of the mineral-based industries. Thank you.